Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Technical difficulties a little bit, but I'm asking everyone to please bear with us on tonight because we know that the enemy is always busy, but we already know that we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. Well, I just want to introduce and say to everyone on tonight, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. And as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we go share God's word together through with my special guest on tonight, my sister in Christ, Sister Alexis Jones. She is a children's social worker. And she is also a member of the same church where I am a member of, which is none other than Greater Shiloh Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. So we're going to be bringing her forth very shortly. She's going to share with us a testimony first. Then I have a few questions I'm going to be asking her that she's going to apply scriptures to. But before we do that, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, please pray with me at this time because we serve a God that he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You're awesome in all your ways. You are so worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest. And I also lift up my sister in Christ, Sister Alexis Jones, and her entire family. Forgive her and her entire family of all of their sins. Not only us, but every doer of your word. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, that we will be able to continue to do what you have called and ordained for us to do, that we will be able to complete and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We now come, Heavenly Father, asking that you will move by your spirit, touch those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight, those that are dealing with stuff and suffering with PTSD, those that are having suicidal thoughts and depression. We know that the enemy starts in the mind of our people when he tries to destroy them. So we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would not only touch them, heal and strengthen them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, we know you know where they are and who they are. So we ask that you would touch and heal and deliver as more than you can in Jesus' name. And I come in a special way, Heavenly Father, lifting up my cousin Maggie. The doctors don't know if she had a stroke or not, so we know even in her situation that you're the doctor. So we pray, Lord, that you would reveal to them what is really going on in her life so that they would be able to correct it through your help. That she will be healed and she would have another testimony of your healing power and not only her, but all those that you're going to touch and heal even on today, that they will give your name the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray now, Lord, and ask that you are moved by your spirit through your word on tonight, that those that may be listening that may not be saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight. It will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. And once they are saved, Heavenly Father, they will come to know their God's purpose. They will fulfill it in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen each one. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace towards each one of us, because we know that we are not worthy of your grace, your mercy, or sufficient grace. So we ask that you would continue to extend them to us in spite of ourselves, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you will increase, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer. And we don't want to forget the listeners. Continue to bless them. You know who they are and you know where they are. So we ask that you will grant them the desires of their hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts to the point that they will go out and share the good news about this ministry so that others around the world can tune in and be blessed by it, as you will be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name, all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the easiest thing to be is yourself. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. The easiest thing to be is yourself. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to Blog Talk Radio. Once you get there, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before I bring my guest on tonight, Sister Alexis Jones, again, she's going to be sharing a testimony with us. And then she's going to be answering some questions that I have given to her, and she's going to apply some scripture to them. So that's why I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. But I have a few announcements that I'd like to make first. And the first announcement is I'm so excited that we are in the great midst of celebration. We're celebrating our bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Denning, his 29th pastoral anniversary at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We are located on the east side of Detroit. Our address is 1330 Crane Street, but off of Agnes, one block north of East Jefferson. So if you are in the Detroit or Michigan area, you are more than welcome to come help us celebrate this awesome man of God that he has ordained for such a time as this. We have many different churches and pastors that are coming in to help celebrate our bishop's anniversary. So we want to extend this invitation to you, the listeners. If you don't have any place to worship, you can always come worship and praise the Lord with us. Our Sunday school hour starts each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Our church service starts promptly at 10 a.m. So we just want to give a shout-out to Bishop James A. Dennings on tonight. And also, not only to Bishop Dennings, but also to our Greater Shield of Faith Church family on tonight. Well, tomorrow, at the 10 a.m. hour, will be our guest speaker for the Pastor Bishop Dennings anniversary. Will be Pastor Claude Mays will be bringing forth the word tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then at 3 p.m. will be Bishop Victor E. Sharp Jr. We'll be bringing the word on tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. So we want to give a shout-out to Bishop James A. Dennick as we celebrate his 29th anniversary. And once again, you are all invited to come help celebrate this awesome man of God that he has placed here in Detroit at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Now we want to go to our other announcements. There will be a public meeting which will be taking place on March the 28th, 2019. It is the MDEQ regarding the expansion of U.S. Ecology Hazardous Waste Facility. And it's going to be taking place once again March the 28th, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And it's going to be taking place at the Bridge Academy, which is located at 9600 Buffalo Street, which is located in Hamtramck, Michigan. The open house starts at 6 p.m. The MDEQ information session starts at 6:45 p.m. And the official public comment starts at 7:30 p.m. So if you would like to attend this, you are more than welcome, and you are invited to attend. And then we also have from the Fountain of Truth Christian Center, where Bishop Michael Jones is the pastor, the women, the EOW, Extraordinary Women, will be holding their conference. And the host for the conference is none other than Bishop Michael Jones' wife, is Pastor Brenda Jones. She is in charge of this women's conference, and they hold this conference once a year. So it's going to be taking place starting on Thursday, April the 11th, and it's going to run through Sunday, April the 14th. You are all welcome to attend. If you need more information pertaining to this upcoming conference at the Fountain of Truth Christian Center, you can please give them a call at 313-839-5200. And the address for the church is located at 9801 Chalmers on the east side of Detroit. That's the Fountain of Truth Christian Center, EOW, Extraordinary Women's Conference. So right now, I am so excited to have my sister in Christ. She also sings in the choir with me, but she's one of my choir members. Well, we both attend, again, a Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where none other than Bishop James A. Jennings is our bishop and pastor and shepherd there. She's going to be sharing with us some questions, and she's going to share with and add some scriptures to the questions. She, again, is a children's social worker, and so I'm excited to have her on the show on tonight. Sister Jones, if you don't mind sharing with the worldwide listeners on tonight, could you please share with us a testimony? And then following your testimony, I'm going to go into some questions for you that I have for you. And then halfway through your questions, we're going to do a music break. And then we're going to come back and follow up with the final questions to you. So could you start off with a testimony first, please?
Yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope everyone's doing very well out there. My name is Alexis Jones, as he introduced me. I'm a wraparound facilitator with the Children's Center of Wayne County. We're located downtown off of Woodward, between Woodward and Cass, directly across the street from Children's Hospital. So a little bit of what I do, I directly focus on children with severe emotional distress, trauma, maybe history of abuse and things like that. We do home visits, so we go to the home, and we teach the family skills to have better relationships with their children, how to communicate better. We connect the family to resources that may be out in the community for different things such as aid, anything from, you know, furniture to legal assistance or, you know, therapy or counseling if it's something that we can't provide. Our agency itself, aside from what I do, we offer home therapy. I work with a therapist a lot. We offer social working such as child welfare, foster care, things like that. We also have a department for autism spectrum children, developmental delayed children as well. The list goes on and on. We have activities there every night. Right now we have yoga. We have a cooking class that we do. We also have a reading club that we do as well with the children. We also have a teen reading club. So those are a few of the things I do at my job. And I love my job. I have a passion for helping people. I think that children are one of the most important things in this world. They are the most important thing, and so that's where it comes from, and I do my work for the Lord. I definitely have a testimony. I feel like this year and last year I just decided I wanted to make a change for the better, and I've always had a good spiritual relationship. However, I feel like my faith needed to be stronger. Sometimes things happen in life and we panic and we freak out. We're like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What's this and what's that? I realized that I did more panicking than I did just having time by myself with silence and talking to God. My anxiety was trying to overcome me, my anxiety and my depression. So one of the major things I did for myself, I told myself I'm going to get back in church and I'm going to become more of a faithful servant to the church and as well as a cheerful giver to the church. Since I've been doing that, my life has been so much better, so much clearer, just blessings on top of blessings. I feel like every time I leave church, my soul is just renewed every single time. A personal testimony I had just recently, I listened to the pastor. He was talking to us about, you know, being a cheerful giver and tithes and offering and how once you give, you get it back five times fold, if not more than that. And something, for some reason, it really touched my heart that day, and the Lord led me. He told me in my mind, give $100. Write a check for $100. Now, let me tell y'all, at the time, I did not have $100 in my bank account at all, but I wrote that check. I wasn't really sure where the money was going to come from. I felt like the check was going to maybe go through and my account was going to overdraft or something like that, but I wrote the check. And so they took the check out. Let me tell y'all, the same day that the check was taken out, I came home and I checked my mail. I received an unexpected check for $500 from a company for a lawsuit that I didn't even know I was in. And the lawsuit was related to a purchase of my car. I guess something in my car was faulty equipment or something, and it was a huge lawsuit. So every owner got $500 to own the car. I mean, if that's not unexpected, you can't tell me that's not God, okay? The same day that the check was taken out of my account. That's amazing. Like, that, to me, that's just crazy face. And it's exactly what he said, five times fault. I gave a check for 100 and I got 500 back. And, I mean, that if that didn't move my spirit, that made me even more motivated to become more of a faithful and cheerful giver. And I just learned that instead of giving tithes and offerings shouldn't be what you have left over. It should be your first priority before you do everything else, before you go shopping. And I know sometimes you may not have it, but think about those things that we purchase that we don't need all the time. The Lord needs his part. And if we have a faithful leader who we follow, who teaches us, you know, he's earned his part too. So that's his job. And so that's my testimony. And I still love him as well because I feel like that's so amazing to me.
Sister Alexis, what a powerful testimony that is, because somebody needed to hear that word, because we,
yes,
as people, Tom, we always want to, like you said, and I've been guilty of it too. I'm not exempt.
Uh-huh.
There's been times when I knew that I should have been giving my tithes and offering that belongs to God. It don't belong to us. And I put it this way. Now, what if God had asked us to give him 90% and we only had 10%, but he only asked for 10% and we don't even want to give that. And I'm kind of guilty of it, too. And I thank God that he put me in a place where I am able to do that, exactly what he has required of all of us who are believers and saved in Jesus' name. Because that tithe and offering goes to help build up the ministry and do the things that are necessary in the house of God to help upbuild the kingdom of God. So it's required of us because it's needed. He didn't ask us to give that because he just had something that he just threw out there for us to do. He gave it to us for a reason. We're going to be steadfast, we want to be unmovable, and we want to be faithful doers by giving our tithes and offering. We're not giving it to the man of God. We're giving it to God so that for his kingdom, for his building of his kingdom here on earth. So I thank God for that testimony.
Exactly.
You had a powerful testimony, and I know that someone has been blessed by that testimony. Before I go into your questions on tonight, I have one very important announcement I'm looking at right now. It just came in my mail today. I want to make sure I get this information out because there's a deadline to this announcement. And for those of you that are in the Michigan area, especially the Detroit area, it says Attention, this is your District 4 newsletter, Attention Detroit Youth, there are 8,000 summer jobs available for the children in the Detroit area. So if you have a youth, I think it's 16 and under, you need to contact them by dialing 313 area code 664-5575. Once again, to apply, you can call 313 area code 664-5575, or you can visit their website, and it's www.gdyt.org. And that's, again, it's going to be applying to 8,000 positions for young people. And this is for the summer job program here in Detroit. So, again, I'm going to make sure you get this information down because you may have a youth that is looking for a summer job. Once again, the website for this is www.gdyt.org, or you can call area code 313-664-5575. So apparently that came in my mail today for a reason as well. So we never know how the Lord is going to work. So I just want to be obedient and pass that word along. It can be a blessing to someone on tonight. So right now I'm going to go into my first question to my guest on tonight, Sister Alexis Jones. Again, she is a faithful choir member along with me at our church where, again, Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Again, I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. It's going to bless someone, Sister Jones. My first question to you on tonight, since you deal with children as a children's social worker, my question to you and listeners, I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready because I ask her to apply scripture to these questions. And my first question to her on tonight is, dealing with children, do you open the door for them to know Jesus Christ? And then if you do, how?
Yes, and I really appreciate these questions because they kind of pushed me to think think about how I do my job. I never thought about it before. I just kind of do my job and then continue. But I do my job in the way that I, you know, the way I would carry myself where I want one of my own children to, you know, follow. So thank you for that. For that question, I do feel like in my line of work, it's funny that you ask because I feel like, however, I find creative ways to kind of get it in there. So with my job, one of the things we do is called the strengths assessment. And in that assessment, that's just basically interviewing the family. We only talk about positive things. So if the family feels like they're in chaos or in turmoil, we say, well, let's go back to some positive memory. What are some things you remember? And then once they discuss that, we kind of get more personal. We say, well, what are your beliefs? You know, what do you value? And then I say, well, do you have a religious practice or do you have a, you know, a spiritual faith that you believe in? Usually they always give me some kind of answer. I would say 50% of the time I hear yes or I hear Christian. And sometimes I do get clients who don't practice at all. Unfortunately, it's not my place to continue to talk to them about it. I do say, well, whatever you do believe in or any kind of faith that keeps you going, you should continue to practice it or talk to someone, you know. But once they do tell me yes, I say, well, you know, do you pray a lot? And if it's a child, I kind of ask them what they pray about. And the things that they tell me that they're sad about or the things that bother them the most, I talk to them and I say, well, you know, you have to ask God about, I mean, well, when you talk to God, talk to him about, you know, specific prayers. Pray for the people that make you upset. Pray for the people that stress you. Pray for the family members that you think are hurting you. And I kind of remind them, and that quote goes to basically John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I always remind children that he died for our sins because he loved us so much. And you got to understand that he loves you no matter what you do. Don't let anyone make you feel guilty of anything because our children are innocent. They're learning. And I deal with a lot of children who are going through things that they blame themselves about. And I hate pressure and things like that. So I always remind them that beyond everything, he loves you the most. His son died for our sins for you, and he came back for you. So whatever you feel bad about, you can ask for forgiveness every night. You can talk to him about it. You can talk to your mom about it. You can talk to me about it if nobody else is listening. And so I feel like that's how I kind of open the door for them in Jesus Christ. And we always have to talk to them in an age-appropriate way so that they understand. One of my children actually attends a group called Good News Committee, which is a spiritual group that he attends after school. They teach them about the Bible, and they remind them every day about how Jesus Christ died for their sins. And so me and him have a very good spiritual relationship. And then, I don't want to go into the next question so I'll wait, but that's how I kind of help my children to, you know, remember to know Jesus Christ and to know faith and know prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go right to your next question. Why is it important that they also know Jesus for themselves?
I think that's very, very important, most important. I feel like this world is full of so much and temptation, and as me and you know, it all it takes is one little thought of depression or any little negative thought in your brain, and the devil will try to take on that. A demon is going to come right in there and try to take over you, and it's and especially important for the minds of our babies because they're innocent, they're easily persuaded. So it's very important that they understand Christ for themselves and understand the importance of it because if not, the devil's taking them while they're young now. It's not safe out here. They know that when you're young, you can be easily influenced. You're influenced by the things, the negative things going on around you. They convince you, oh, you got to be a man. You got to fight back. You got to do this, and you got to be flashy. And you got to, you know, go to these dangerous places and stuff like that. So I think it's very important that people understand the difference between right and wrong. I think it's important that they know that they have a spiritual safe place that they can go to when things are not right. That's why I think it's so important that kids have just a getaway, even if it's a Good News Committee like my one client goes to, if it's a church home, or even if they don't want to attend church yet, just a safe spiritual person, a spiritual leader that they can talk to, or a prayer friend, somebody in their family who is, you know, maybe closer to God. I think that they need to learning things and learning for themselves so that when that person is not around, they can say, I'm not going to that party. That's not for me. I'm not trying them drugs. That's not for me. I'm not drinking and driving. That's not for me. I'm not drinking, period, because I'm underage. That's not for me. If they don't know the Lord for themselves, then how can they be protected? You know, it's only so much
right
we can do, and so we try to do the best we can. Then we trust them to, you know, learn right and wrong and what pathway to go.
And you know what you said, everybody, and go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just going to say Romans 10:13, everyone who calls on the Lord's name will be saved. I remind them, if you don't know what you want to do, call him. Call his name. Just sit there and call his name. Scream his name as loud as you can. Call him. Get on your knees. Talk to him. Cry it out. Get it out. If nobody is around you, because sometimes people are not available. You know what I mean? And people may be doing something, so you have to be strong for yourself. You have to learn how to build that up. That's important.
Exactly, and that's why it's so important. That's what it means by we have to have a personal relationship with God, even as children.
Yes.
We have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And because of what you just said, but before I go to your next question, this kind of lines up with my spiritual food for thought that I did on this past Thursday night. The spiritual food for thought for this past Thursday night said, and it's a form of a question, it said, do you know your God purpose? If so, are you walking in it? If you don't know it, ask God in prayer. So that kind of ties in what you just said. It all boils down to even children, if they say they love Jesus Christ, they got to remember and know this is a personal walk with the Lord. They may see their mother or father have their relationship with God, but they have to have their own personal relationship with Jesus Christ, even as children.
Yeah.
So that's a very fitting scripture that you just gave to us, Romans 10:13. We're going to move right along to your next question. Do you help the children to know how to lead other children to Jesus Christ? And if you do, how and why?
Yes, I do. And, you know, this question was tricky to me because I do help children, but I... The children, you know, as you know, I'm trying to say, the children is then they kind of like, oh, you know, when you say come to church or I want to talk about God, sometimes they get nervous or they get uncomfortable or that's not their thing and stuff like that. So what I do to help my clients and stuff like that, I say, well, just invite them. Don't tell them that much. Don't say that it's, you just want them to learn God. Just get them in the house first. If it's a church,
exactly.
Even if it's a barbecue at a church, say, hey, do you want to come to this barbecue with me? Hey, my church is having a teen event. I know, you know, our church has a teen event. We have Youth on Fire. So I love
right.
I'm so excited about Youth on Fire. All my clients about it. I do want them to start coming. So I urge all the children at Shield of Faith to tell their friends about it. And that's our technique. Just if we can get you in the door, then we're going to talk to you about Jesus Christ, which is exactly what we did at the Youth on Fire program, our first launch one, which was amazing, by the way. I just want to plug that in there. It was so
I know
amazing.
That's right.
it was so anointed. And the kids, they wanted to join. They wanted to give their soul to Jesus Christ. They were praying together. It was just so fun. And it was all spiritual and it was innocent. So if there's different ways, you don't have to just talk someone zero. Sometimes kids love music. If they hear, we had like the spiritual, it was like the Christian rap playing, and they love that. You know, getting to know Jesus, and they were jumping up and down and dancing. There's so many different ways that you can do it. Just with, you know,
exactly.
Not making anyone uncomfortable or making children feel like they're being judged. So,
exactly.
Invite your friend to church, or you know, hey, do you want to come here and pray with us? We're praying. Or what do you say to God when you're by yourself? You know, well, what does your friend say to God? Well, if you're friends with you, you guys can pray together. You can talk to God together. Sometimes kids get nervous when you say the word pray. I say you can talk to God. You can wait and see what God tells you to do. You can talk to God about your mommy. When you tell them, when you tie God's things they're both concerned about, that's a better way to connect with them because they feel like, well, maybe God can help my mommy or maybe God can help my daddy or, you know, maybe God can help me not feel so sad or maybe God can help this bully that's bothering me at school. So things like that. So when you relate it to different subjects and try to get it to them through maybe music or events that interest them, such as sports, or something like that, I think that's the best way to do it. I feel like maybe more churches, if they have more teen-related events and things like that, stuff that the kids are doing out, that'll definitely help out.
Amen, because the Bible talks about out of the mouths of babes, the Lord even used children. You know, because some people even that are older in the senior age, they think that they can't learn from children. We can learn from each other if we just put our feelings aside and stand on God's word, because Jesus, he was teaching in the synagogues at 12 years old. He was teaching those that were leaders in the church. They were astonished. They were listening to him as a little child. So children are very important to God. God, he uses children just like he used seasoned saints. So it's very important that we get the word of God in them at a young age, because if we don't, the enemy, he's standing by waiting. If we as Christians don't get the children at a young age, the enemy, the world, is going to snatch them up. And he's going to get them so messed up in the mind that they won't ever get to know Jesus Christ. And that's his whole goal, is to start with the mind of the children, to get them in his world, to get them to like and desire the things of the world, and to get so caught up in the world that they cannot hear God's word when it comes through one of God's vessels, whether it's an adult or a child. So it's important that we start out as getting our children prepared to know Jesus Christ as babies. It all starts in the home. So I thank you for that question. And you definitely, you hit the nail on the head. It's very important that churches get more involved in their youth. Get these children involved in different events and activities. If you have to get young people to come in, like you said, like we just had at our church, the Youth on Fire not long ago, and they had the young rappers come in, and they did the different praise dances or whatever it takes to get the children in the church, to get them expounded on the word of God, get them to know who Jesus Christ is in their own way, because the Lord has a way of dealing with children as well. They can get to know him for themselves. Now, we're going to go to our music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back to you with some more questions, and then we're going to move forward from there. So I'm asking our listeners, please enjoy the music break at this time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, just to know him. That's why we're talking about the children on tonight. And I thank God for my guest on tonight, my special guest, my sister in Christ, Sister Alexis Jones, a children's social worker. And she's answering questions that I have given to her, and she's applying scripture to them. So, and that song is the perfect song for tonight's show, because even the children, you have to know Jesus for themselves. It's a personal relationship with him. That's what he wants. And he wants to get them as young as possible. That's why I say it's important that the parents get their children to know Jesus Christ at a young age, because if they don't, the enemy is standing by waiting to snatch them up to the point where they will never get to know Jesus Christ, and then the enemy will win, and he will know that he have their souls will be spending in eternity in hell with him. So that's his whole goal and desire, is to get the children before the word of God reaches them. So we are going to go back to our question to me, Sister Jones, on tonight. My next question to you on tonight is, do you show or teach the children how the importance of why to listen and obey their parents and those in leadership, and how?
Yes, I do. Based on the way I was raised, I think that is very, very, very important. And my parents didn't play with me, so I always like to stress to my children. And in my profession, that's one of the ongoing issues that a lot of families feel like they have. I try to explain to our young children, as far as a leadership standpoint, that we look to our leaders for guidance when it comes to the Lord. They continuously teach us. The Lord uses them as vessels to guide us, to help us grow, you know, to help us strengthen our spirits. So it's very, very important that we listen to them, you know, and allow them to teach us and help us become better people. As far as our parents, I think that is the beyond most important thing. I mean, they take care of us, they raise us, they care for us when we're sick, they cook for us, talk to us, teach us. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, they're the reason that they build us up to who we are today. Of course, you guys know Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in all things. And more importantly, even Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. That's very important. I feel like with all the love they show us, the least we can do is in return give them the most respect that we can. I know now that I'm an adult, my goal is to always give my parents as much as I can. I feel like no matter how much I give them, it still wouldn't be enough. I try to just, you know, when I have those issues with my children, I say, well, how would you feel here if your mother or your father wasn't here anymore? And they say, well, no, I don't want that to happen. I said, well, you know, you need to think about how you treat it. How would you feel if somebody treated you like that? Would you be okay if you that way, the way you talk to them? And, you know, I just kind of stress that to them over and over again to help them understand the importance of life. If your parents are not healthy enough to take care of you, even mentally, then how can they help you take care of yourself?
That's powerful, what you just said. And I like what you said, the scripture you just said, you know, and it's so important that children and realize and know what the word of God says about children, obey your parents. And this goes even farther, that your days may be long upon the earth. We are
exactly
losing a lot of children today, and it's because the children are being disobedient to their parents. And another reason why that is happening is because the parents are not in the Lord themselves. So how can they teach their children about the Lord God and about Jesus Christ and the ways of Christ if they don't know Jesus Christ for themselves? So it's important that the parents know Jesus Christ and they are saved in his name first. Then they can lead and guide and direct their children in the way that they should go, so that they will not perish, so their souls cannot be lost. Because once they are saved in Jesus' name, they would know without a doubt, because they have that personal connection, that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And they know that God is standing on his word and his promise, that once we are saved in Jesus' name, that nothing and no one can ever pluck us out of his hand. And we know that when we leave this earth, our physical body, our soul has a place to go, and it's going to go and be with Jesus, that we're going to spend it in heaven and with our God and our Creator throughout eternity. So that's why it's important that our children get to know who Jesus Christ is at an early age. And I still go back, it all starts in the home. A lot of people now today, you want to put all of this pressure on the children, the teachers at the schools. You want to drop the children off at church, and they had no part in it. While they know they partied all night, and they did their own thing as the adult and as a parent, but they're going to drop their children off at the church like it's a daycare center, and they're going about their business,
yeah,
going back and getting the bed until church service is over, then you're going to come and get your child. No, you need to come in there and get some words yourself as the parent. So it's important,
yeah.
And again, the enemy, he have no shame. The enemy have no shame. He do not care how young or old they are. He is getting souls that are going and dying and going to hell every day, even children, because they don't know Jesus Christ. And that's his ultimate goal, because he is the father of lies, and he have no shame. He don't care who he get. So the main thing, he don't want the children, even the children and the adults, he know that once they're saved in Jesus' name and they get connected to God and connected to Jesus Christ, they have power and they have strength, and they're going to stand on God's word.
Yes.
And that's what he's afraid of.
Yes.
He don't want them to get God's word, so he tried to get them at an early age so they can't get to know God's word for themselves. So we thank you for the answering that question, and you applied the scriptures to it. My final question to you on tonight is, why is it important to you, and you've already kind of stressed it at the opening and when you introduced yourself, but I'm going to ask this again, so you might want to go a little deeper into this. Final question, why was it important to you to be involved in the lives of children?
Well, I can answer that. And if you don't mind, I'm going to get a little too deep. But as a child, I remember things that people did for me, and I remember things people didn't do for me. And even as an adult, there are some things that I think about, and they don't necessarily bother me like they used to, but I remember them. I never forgot them. And I'm not necessarily talking about teenagers. I'm talking about young things, you know, things that family members have said to me or said about my family, you know, things like that. Children remember everything you do, and they remember everything you don't do, okay? So you have to keep that
That's
in mind.
Fact.
And one day
That's
they'll
true.
Be taking care of us. When you're looking at a child, you may be looking at a child, but you are looking at a future doctor, a future nurse, a future social worker, a future politician, and pray to God that you're not looking at a future drug addict or abuser. But guess what? All of that, the difference in all of that is how you raise them. Was you there for that child? You're a grown man. You see this little boy in your neighborhood. You see he's troubled. You see he needs help. He needs guidance. He doesn't have anybody. Be that person. Don't keep complaining and saying that he needs that person. Be him. Step up. Just like our pastor said, he said, instead of complaining about what needs to be done in the church, step up and be that person. Step up and be a leader. Be a leader in the church. Be a leader in your community. Be a leader wherever you are. Don't point around and say what needs to be done. Be that person. And I decided that I wanted to be that person because I wanted to make a difference. If I pray with 20 kids, hey, Ms. Jones, I remember that time when this happened and you didn't give up on me or you prayed with me, and I'll never forget that. And I feel like that's important because, like I said, I remember people who didn't do that for me, and I wish they could have. I wish I could have had a person like me or my coworkers or my church members in my life when I was younger sometimes. And I think that that's so important. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Start a youth out on his way. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it. Teach your children right from wrong, and when they are grown, they will still do right. So it's so important. I could go on and on about how important it is.
And I can attest to what you just said, because even though I'm grown, I'm a grown man, I'm 61 now, thank God. I still remember, like it happened yesterday, these were people that wasn't even of our race. These were other people of other races. They saw the need. They saw my mother struggling with 9 children, a single mother, and they saw the God in her. And they saw how she was struggling with us. And they stepped up to the plate, just like you said. They stepped up to the plate. They was buying us clothes. They was bringing food to the house. And she
yes.
asked them for that. The Lord placed it on their hearts to do that. And we even have one senior citizen. She's about 90 years old now. She lives in Florida. And do you know, she still keeps in contact with us. She comes here whenever she can, and she takes us all out to dinner. And she buys everything. And she's such a dear a sweetheart to us, and she is so precious. But I still remember that. I'm grown, but I remember them when they first started doing it as we were little bitty children, and they saw the need, and they stepped to the plate. And that's a problem with the world today, just like you just said. And our bishop, he do stress that. And we need more pastors
yeah.
to start stressing it to the people of the congregation. If you see a child, they don't have to be your child. They don't have to belong to your church.
Yeah.
You see that child is struggling, and you know that you can bless that child, you can help that child. even not always financial. If you can say an encouraging word to that child, then you're supposed to do that, because God is going to hold you accountable if you don't. So we as grown ups, we are as we.
Yeah.
As grown ups, exactly. That's what now you took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was leading to, and that's what it's all about.
Yep.
The Lord talks about this. Love ye one another. Love ye one another as I have loved you. And so it all, again, starts in the home. It starts in the home, and then it spreads abroad. So once we train the children to see that there are people that are worse off than they are, they're going to start reaching out, and they're going to start being a blessing to other people, whether they're young or old. Because I see a lot of young people stepping up to the plate, and they are actually helping senior citizens out of love, because they love Jesus Christ. And they see the compassion, and they have that compassion, and they showing that compassion, and they extending it toward other people, whether it's a child or a senior citizen. And that's what it's all about, the love of God being spread abroad, because we have that connection, that relationship with Jesus Christ. And he said greater works will we do, even as children. He's doing greater works through the children today, those that are saved in Jesus' name. So it's very important that we who are saved in Jesus' name, we are to be examples. We are to, as we have the mind of Christ, we are to be like Christ-like and Christ-minded to do the things of Jesus Christ. He went into the hedges and the highways. He went to places where some people dare not go, and they said they're saved, but they don't do anything, and they know they can be a blessing to somebody. And that's what it's so sad, to see somebody that you say you profess that you're saved in Jesus' name and you love the Lord, and you welcome it past people that you can be a blessing to. Like I say, it don't always have to be money. Sometimes it can be an encouraging word. Sometimes just a smile can help somebody along the way. That's what it's all about. So I thank God for you on tonight, Sister Alexis Jones. Before I release you from the air on tonight, once again, could you please give your information out for those that may be in the Michigan area, Detroit area, how they can get in contact with you if they have issues or problems dealing with their children, and also even someone that may be in a different city or a different state or a different country that's listening, could you please kind of give them some kind of idea of how what they need to do to reach out to someone such as yourself, even where they may be? I'm sure that other cities and other countries have organizations such as yours that deal with children that are dealing with all types of issues. So could you kind of give us a little information about that feedback as far as your information, how people can contact you, and also once you do that, you can give your shout-outs.
First I wanted to say, if you do have a child at home that you think is struggling, or you think there are some issues going on in the house that you need to address and you don't know how, or you feel like it's embarrassing, or the child doesn't know how, the first and most important thing to do is validate what your child is saying. I don't care if your child told you they saw a unicorn flying through the moon or walking on water. It doesn't matter. Whatever they saw, you need to talk to them about that and say, well, when did you see that? How do you feel about that? You know, what else have you been seeing? Because sometimes kids are crying out for help in different ways. They may make up stories or fantasies because that's their way of expressing that they need help, or that's their way of dealing with the reality. They're dealing with a different fantasy world because something might have happened to them that they don't know how to cope with. So if you think your child is going through something and you don't know how to deal with it, the most important thing to do is validate it. Don't push them off. Don't say you don't believe them. Regardless of how you feel, validating doesn't mean it's true. It just means, well, oh, that did happen. Tell me more about that. You know, would you like me to help you? What kind of help do you need? I would like to help you. Is it okay if we go talk to somebody? Okay? And that's okay. I know that sometimes that is that's taboo in some families. People don't want to talk to. When I was younger, I wish I had went to a place like where I worked at to talk to somebody. But I dealt with it with myself, and then it resulted in me getting kicked out of school a lot, my grades declining. I was fighting all the time because I didn't know how to deal with what I was going through. My mother was very sick. I didn't know if she was going to live or die. At that age, I didn't even know I wasn't really sure what cancer was. I thought I was the only person in the world who had to deal with that, watch my mom be sick. But not to digress, but I'm just saying, if you have a child like that or you think they need to talk to somebody, they probably do. And that's okay. Depending on what kind of insurance you have, I know the Children's Center accepts all kinds of insurance, mostly Medicaid. It's a Wayne County service. However, whatever insurance you have, you can always look on the back of your car, call that number, and they will direct you to the closest place in your area, or you can tell them exactly what the child is going through, and they will tell you the best place to go for them. If you are a Wayne County resident, the Children's Center is always taking clients. We're on 90 Selden, or we have two buildings. One is on 79 West Alexandria, Detroit, Michigan, zip code 48201. The second building is 90 Selden. They're right next to each other, 201. So my phone number is 313-960-6182. If you call my direct number, I can talk to you about what's going on, and I can actually, that'll probably help. Maybe if you feel more comfortable now that you've heard me on air, I can connect you to a person who gives you the services that you're looking for. They have therapists on site. They also have therapists that can come to your home if you feel like the situations or the behaviors are that severe that the child can't come out yet, then they can come to the home. We have psychiatrists as well for medications and things like that. My email is ajones@thechildrenscenter.com, and you can reach me at that number as well. So if you guys are going through something again, you can feel free to call the Children's Center, and if that's not the best place for you, they may be able to help you and tell you another place that you could go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What powerful information. And I'm sure that someone for tonight's show, the Lord always have these shows designed because he already knows who's going to be listening and what they need. So I'm sure that the information you just shared with the question and also applying the scriptures to the questions that I just asked you, and also the information that you just gave out how you can be reached and contact, and also if they're not in the state, if they're not in this city, or if they're in a different country, or if they have that card, they can look on the back of that card and dial that number, and they can be directed as to where they need to go to get the assistance that they need for their children. So I thank you for that information. You have been such a blessing to this show on tonight. So at this time, do you want to give any shout-outs at this time?
I just want to give a shout-out to my family, my mother, Deborah Jones, my aunt, Dorothy Reed. I want to give a shout out to everyone at Shield of Faith Ministries for supporting me. And I also want to give a shout out to you, Mr. Brown, for inviting me on the show. I'm very honored for that, and I appreciate it. And I want to give a shout out to God and Jesus Christ, who is definitely the head of my family. I talked to him before me.
I know that's right. Thank God. I thank God for you. And I thank God even more that we sing in the choir together. You're such a blessing. So that is our program for tonight. I am so grateful to have had you on tonight. And I do think, and I'm feeling in my spirit, that we need to have you on again because you gave such powerful information on tonight that's going to be a blessing to someone else. And so when the time is right, I will be getting back with you. And so we can try to reschedule you again so you can come on and we can share more questions, even deeper questions, so you can apply the scriptures to them just like you did on tonight. Because I know that someone that has been listening on tonight, this show has been a blessing to someone. And that's the whole purpose of this show is to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And those that are still spiritually blind, through answering those questions, you may have led someone to open their own mouth, even a child, and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved in his name. And so that's what it's really all about, saving souls. That's why I love the title, my website title, Service Ambassadors Vessels. Because once we are saved in Jesus' name, that's what we should be. We should be striving to be servants, ambassadors, and vessels for the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth, upbuilding the kingdom of God on earth. So we thank God for you on tonight, Sister Alexis Jones. I want to say, just in that vein, what you just said, I'm looking forward to next month. I'm just going to say this right now to while the listeners are on the air, while we have you on the air. I have a young man that I saw on the Steve Harvey show last month. He was on last month. His name is LeVar Jacobs. What he do is he do outreach for senior citizens that deals with cancer, since you brought that up. And my mother, she also passed away from cancer. And then my father recently passed away from cancer, too. So we know that a lot of people are dying from cancer. But this young man is about 32 years old. He was on the Steve Harvey show. His name is LeVar Jacobs. And he has a service that, and he's going from state to state now, doing home care for the seniors and anyone that deals with cancer, especially the females that have lost their hair. They're buying wigs for them, giving them makeup. They're doing lawn service for them. They're doing house cleaning services for the people. And so that's what he is about. And so I thank God for him. So he's going to be my special guest on the 18th of next month on my show. And I just wanted to pass it on to the listeners that are listening on tonight so you can mark it down on your calendar so you can tune in and be blessed by him. And also you can get the word out to your friends and listeners so they can tune in and be blessed by him on that night as well. So I thank God for you on tonight, Sister Jones. You continue to do the work that God has called for you to do and that he has ordained for you to do for such a time as this. And we know that God is going to do even greater works through you and the works of your hands. So I just want to again say thank you for being my special guest on tonight. So I pray that the listeners have been blessed by this program on tonight. We're getting ready to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. Again, we know that we're not worthy of them. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King, your only begotten Son, who died on the cross and paid our sin debt with his own blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he paid a debt that he knew that we could not pay. And for this, we are grateful. We know that he still lives, and it's in him that we live, we move, and have our being. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels or what we think or what we hear. We know, those that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that you are in total control at all times because you never slumber nor sleep. You don't forget. You're not like man. So we thank you that you're not like man. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. And we just bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we now pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name, move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Anoint the vessels that are going to bring forth your word on tomorrow to the point that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ, those that are saved in Jesus' name, will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. Most of all, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified as you move by your Spirit, and every door that's open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, have your way is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we now ask that you will continue to bless each listener, grant them the desires of their hearts, wherever they may be. I don't know who they are, but you know. You know who they are, and you know where they are. You know what they are desiring and what they're praying for. So you promise that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and you would grant us the desires of our hearts. So bless them as they continue to tune into this worldwide platform and be blessed by the word that goes forth. And they would also continue to spread the good news that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well is our prayer. In Jesus' name, for this we give you glory, honor, and praise in advance. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We ask that you will continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just give your name glory, honor, and praise. It's all in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we just want to give God glory and honor and praise for who he is. And we just thank you, Sister Jones, again for tonight. So in that vein, we're going to close out with this song. Until the next time, continue to keep God first in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray.